Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment, and this week, we're talking all about sustainability in the sailing community. I caught up with Kenny Rumble, Managing Director of the Irish National Sailing School, where they have their own climate action plan. Here's how I got on with them.
We're certainly the biggest sailing school of our size, and sailing is a green sport. It doesn't require petrol, doesn't require diesel, so we've been trying to do our little bit to help the climate, mainly to combat climate change, which we've seen in the changing of the weather in our sport, which involves the wind to propel our boats forward. So we've just been doing little things. So in our offices, with our booking system, we're by and large paperless these days. I cycle a cargo bike to and from work. We very much support the bike to work scheme. So a lot of the ladies in the office also cycle their bikes. Part of our maintenance team cycle bikes to and from work as well. And then, you know, smaller things, like we put in a complimentary bottle refilling station, water bottle refilling station, rather than handing out water bottles. We don't use paper cups. We reuse porcelain cups for teas and coffees. So yeah, we've just been doing our little bit.
That's brilliant. And you don't have to be a sailing club to be able to do this. This is like every office in Ireland can do stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think it's a mindset. These are small changes. There's a little bit of investment required. For example, the bottle filling station cost, I think, about €1,200. But we're saving that hugely on by instead of buying plastic bottles and transporting them down, so on and so forth. Other things are straightforward. You know, the bike to work scheme or the cargo bike to work scheme. I use a cargo bike where the government grants are so attractive these days, up to €3,000. It's almost a no brainer for you to save time and effort in the traffic and also be a little bit healthier cycling to and from work.
It's great what you're saying about how like a once-off payment can help you out in the long run. Like looking at the cafe area there, there's no paper cups, there's no plastic cups. It's all kind of stuff you can buy permanently.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think these are the ways we can make small differences, is just buying these little bits permanently and then they stay with us. Moving forward, we're looking into, we've already replaced a lot of our engines, that were used to power the safety craft, and they've been replaced by ultra modern, high efficiency 4-stroke engines. So, our fuel consumption is far, far less than it used to be. And then this year, our teaching yacht, which is a larger yacht, which is used to train, skippers to go off on big adventures. It has a traditional diesel engine to get itself on and off the marina. And this year we are changing that to an electric drive. So it'll reduce our costs in terms of diesel expenditure. There's a little bit of an extra investment to make into it. But also sailing is supposed to be a nice, relaxing sport, images of thinking back. And doing that while there's a loud diesel engine going thud, thud, thud in the background ruins the experience. But an ultra quiet electric engine. We're actually Irish agents for an electric company called ePropulsion. So that's going to change the game for us as well.
Are you doing it already, or is that something in the future that you're supplying electric engines to people?
Yeah, certainly. We're the only, we have a sister company called Marine Services, where myself and my colleague Lorcan are the only two people we know of in the country that actually have the certification to run both 96 volt and 400 volt high power electric systems into all types of boats. So that's everything from small, fast power boats, also known as ribs, to sailing yachts. And we were just at a show in Limerick last week called Skipper Expo, where we've sold four or five small auxiliary outboard electric engines just because people find them more convenient than their petrol counterparts.
And over time, electric is going to become less expensive than constantly buying fuel. I mean, fuel, the prices are going up.
Absolutely. And it's very hard at the moment to calculate exactly, because we also have to take into account the life cycle of a battery, but certainly our systems are guaranteed to a charging cycle of 30,000 cycles, whereas the electric vehicle norm is somewhere between about 25,000 life cycles on a battery. So our systems are considerably longer. But also, you know, as I mentioned with the bicycle, you know, I've seen our fuel costs, diesel fuel costs, because we have to have jeeps to tow some of the boats around the place. That's just part and parcel of life at the moment. But by making the small changes and cycling to work rather than driving jeeps to work, most of the time, we've seen our fuel bill absolutely collapse for the vehicles, because a lot of us cycle these days.
So where can people find out a little bit more about what yourselves are doing to help you?
Absolutely. I suppose, like anything these days, best to follow us on Instagram. So our Instagram tag is at INSS Sailing, where you'll see everything we're doing in the sailing school, and you'll see it's a green sport by using the wind to propel our boats. But also have a look at marineservices.ie. So marineservices.ie is our commercial division that's doing a lot of these installations into boats, electric wise. So, and feel free, we're going to be at a couple of shows later on this year, such as Dive Expo, where we'll be showcasing our electric boats, our electric equipment. And then also, if you're down in the Dunleary area, just pop by us on the West Pier and you'll see our bikes. You'll probably see us running around our bikes, ferrying bits and bobs around the harbour.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Man with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.